mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're taking your calls and talking to Michael Markovich of Repent America. He was arrested in New York City at the RNC for having a pro-life sign. He was at this Outfest in Philadelphia in October, and he and a bunch of others were put in a paddy wagon for peaceably standing there on the sidewalk. They're being charged with felony, saying, well, criticizing homosexuality is a hate crime. It hurts people's feelings. It incites violence. And he's facing 47 years in prison, and they admit he didn't touch anybody, anything. This is the new freedom. No free speech, no First Amendment. And again, it's happening to people all over the country, all over the Western world. BBC News reporters are being arrested for saying the word homosexual. That's considered a hate word now in England. We have that BBC News article on PrisonPlanet.com and the audio archives along with the interview I did 2 years ago with a BBC reporter that it happened to. I mean, this is happening all over. We're talking to Mike in Arizona, then Jim, Ken, Kevin, and Ron and others. We'll get to you in a second. We hit that break. I wanted you to briefly. I mean, are you finding this hard to believe what's happening to Michael and others? I mean, it's happening so quick. They're really doing it now.
Well, if it's any consolation to him, I don't think they're going to be too energetic in trying to get him convicted. Paradoxically, I think your show is actually serving their ends. I think intimidation is what this is all about, and trying to discourage people. Planting this thought in the back of their minds.
No, certainly it's happening to the vast minority of people, but they're trying to set a precedent, Mike. We have to talk about it to expose it so people know what this government's trying to do.
Yeah, but simply, you know, getting yourself off the criminal hook here is not enough.
And you know, no, I agree. There needs to be civil rights lawsuits.
Yeah, and the man has already been injured. If nothing else, you can.
False arrest.
Defamation. But you may need to get an attorney from outside the area who isn't afraid to buck the local system and jeopardize his career. We need to start doing some intimidating here and letting these people know that there are consequences to this kind of...
Well, I would call it defending.
Okay.
And the best defense is a good offense.
Absolutely. What I want to ask is, have any of the local papers or radio stations, TV stations, been receptive to you? Are they anxious to hear your story?
No, in all reality, this is something they just want to sweep under the carpet as if it never happened and just let the hate crime law go unchallenged in the public forum. So, you know, that's not what's expected. And to touch on something you had mentioned, that the prosecution may, well, they're not trying to get us convicted in this regard. Well,
they are.
Yeah, and this is the thing, is that we never thought we'd be charged with 3 felonies and 5 misdemeanors. That's unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to, you know, back down now, I think would be outrageous on their part, and they would face quite a hefty lawsuit, which they still will, regardless, because there are 6 women that have been taken out of the equation. Their case has been dismissed in the criminal court, and we're looking forward to aggressively fighting that from a different angle.
Okay, well, I hope you'll keep us posted through Alex.
But Mike, to be clear, Mike, we have to talk about this. I mean, it's good that we had Michael on as a guest.
But we have to do more than talk about it, Alex.
Your statement that this actually aids the establishment. Yeah, we're all a bunch of cowards. This is the time to stand up and talk about the wrongs that are being committed.
Sure. I didn't mean to discourage you from doing this, Alex. I mean, we obviously need to know.
Just be conscious of what this is all about is intimidation.
Absolutely. But I hope you'll keep us posted, and if necessary, some of us would be willing to contribute to your legal defense and whatever legal action you choose to take here.
Well, please visit our website there, and if you could send some information about what you know about Philadelphia and the RICO, I'd appreciate that as well.
Absolutely.
That website again, Mark?
It's repentamerica.com.
Michael, excuse me. All right, we'll be right back, and we'll take more calls, everybody. Stay with us. Be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back into the third hour, 8 minutes, 30 seconds, into the third hour. Talking to Michael Markavich of Repent America. Didn't touch anybody, didn't cuss at anybody, didn't do anything but go out and sing hymns on a street corner during a gay pride march, and was arrested because what they were doing was a ethnic intimidation. You don't criticize people, that could intimidate them. We've got to put you in jail for 47 years, and it doesn't matter. A professional, separate commercial TV cameras are there showing everything, covering them for a documentary. It doesn't matter if you have video that you did nothing. The fact that you were there is just hateful, and it's wicked. And I think some people out there listening are still in denial about this. This is serious. They're prosecuting them. They're going after them. This is happening all over the country. I mean, just a few months ago, in a city council on the East Coast, I read the article here on air, a man got up during his 3-minute speech that you can give in Citizens Communication, read from the Bible, some passages that were critical of homosexuality, and the mayor ordered him arrested and said, that's hateful. You shouldn't be allowed to do that. Now, again, this is what the government thinks is normal. And whether you're a pro-life demonstrator or a anti-war activist or environmental activist. It doesn't matter. They're doing this to people across the board. But the environmental activists, you know, they just charge them with three or four misdemeanors, and they got to pay some big fines. With Christians, they're trying to put them under the jail. So this should concern everybody. Jim in Boston, Mass., the place where they like to kill young women with rubber bullets for no reason, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
You know, it reminds me of two movies. There was one TV series. It went back. It was in 1985 called America, which was on for like six nights in a row. And it was a fictional series of how the Soviets moved into this country and took it over by force. And also another movie called Red Dawn. It's that type of mentality that we're seeing.
Yes, arresting people for their speech is Red Dawn.
Yep. Another movie which I saw last night on one of the cable channels, which is called Dark Blue. It's about corrupt cops, how they went into a black neighborhood and just literally shoot up people left and right, planting drugs, the whole bit. It's that whole sicko mentality. And, Mark, I'm in support of you. I used to be homosexual, but not anymore. I've turned my back. I've been reading the Bible more. And,
amen.
And now I'm a Christian.
Well, that's why we do what we do, because we do care about the homosexual people that are celebrating their sin openly in the streets of America.
I agree. Yeah. And I think it is time that we as citizens, and I myself, stand up for America.
Amen.
Truly stand up for America. Because if we don't, we're going to face the day of judgment.
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks for holding in those interesting points, Jim.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Ken in California. Ken, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Michael, I have a question for you. Under the First Patriot Act, there was a provision that said that the mere advocacy of a crime was a felony. In other words, if you were to tell a homosexual that I believe you should be executed, or even if you tell a homosexual I believe God should execute you, under that Patriot Act, that's a felony. Now, I take it you didn't do anything like that. Is that correct?
No, we didn't do anything like that, but they're saying the word repent, word, turn from your sin, is what it was the hate crime.
No, that's ridiculous. But,
well,
you know,
look, you have a right to go out and tell people that, you know, your view that they are in sin, that they need to turn and repent.
I agree.
And look, anti-war demonstrators have the right to go out and be, you know, for the war or against the war, and to say George Bush is a criminal. I mean, look, folks, you got Michael Savage calling for arresting anybody that disagrees with the government and, quote, putting all the liberals in forced labor camps. And then you've got the, quote, liberals out grabbing people and whole groups of men and women out peacefully protesting, wanting to put them under the jail. Regardless, the system is setting it up to put us in prison for no reason and to violate the First Amendment.
No, it's absolutely ridiculous. We're living in an Orwellian world. I mean, and to think it doesn't matter whether it's the Democrat in office, the Republican, whoever's in the Congress, we seem to be marching headlong into this new world order. It's really disgusting.
Well, we always warn people that this is what they do with all the hate crimes legislation, and now they're doing it. And Mike, earlier, a caller said, you know, don't let this be a chilling effect. No. They're having to do this because free speech can defeat them. You know, they can demonize the anti-abortion people all day long, but major polls show that the majority of young people and adults have switched from being pro-abortion to being anti-abort. We're actually winning. That's why they're panicking.
Well, you realize that in Canada, ministers are being thrown in jail right and left for just quoting from the Bible.
No, I know. In Pennsylvania, I'm sure that Michael Markavich is aware of this, Pennsylvania, last year passed a law and told preachers, you better watch what you read out of the Old Testament. We may arrest you.
I mean, it's despicable. That's all,
Alex,
I have.
I must mention, you mentioned that council meeting. That was actually me who was reading from Romans chapter 1 in the New Testament. And
I saw another case of that with somebody in California. Was that you too?
No, I didn't travel out there. I lived
It's in my own town over here, so I was speaking at...
Okay, well, tell folks that story.
Sure. There was a council meeting July 21st, 2004, in which they just appointed a homosexual activist to the council. The previous person on the council ended in some kind of a sexual relationship with another council member and then resigned. So then they strategically placed this person in there, and now they had this meeting, which is just a monthly council meeting. I went there as a resident of Lansdowne, Pennsylvania, which is just outside of Philadelphia, to just ask what direction are they leading the community in, and just wanted to speak to the issue of them attracting homosexuals into the town because of a comment made by this newly appointed homosexual activist in the Philadelphia Gay News, where he said that his appointment and the borough council hope that this will lead to more gays and lesbians moving to town. And I just said, well, as a Christian, I'm opposed to this because of what the Bible says. In Romans chapter 1, began to read from the Bible. It was labeled hate speech by the council president. It was a unanimous decision to adjourn the meeting. And then I was dragged out of the meeting and charged the next day with two crimes. One was disrupting a public meeting, and the other one was disorderly conduct, which are now headed to trial. The district attorney in the court argued that we couldn't just let him go up to the podium and read from the Bible. That would be homophobic today, was her argument.
Yeah, actually, that was in the mainstream newspaper. Now, again, folks, in America, your speech is disappearing. And if you take Michael Markavich's speech, you lose your speech, too. I mean, this is really getting scary. Anything else, Ken?
No, that's it.
All right, thank you for the call. Yeah, they were quoted in the newspaper, because I read that on air several times, in the local paper, as saying, look, you can't criticize a group. That's illegal.
Right.
So this shows the mindset in Pennsylvania. I guess that law that the governor passed, what was it, over a year ago, is really being implemented.
Republican governor, yes, and he did pass it, and deceptive intimidation and the play on the hate speech.
That was what was the name of the governor?
Schweiker.
Yeah, Governor Mark Schweiker.
Mm-hmm. And he's the one that signed this into law, Republican governor. So we now, in this area of Pennsylvania, Philadelphia and the suburb Lansdowne, which is just outside the city, I'm sure without question these district attorneys are talking to one another. And they're discussing these matters and how they can get what they want, and that is the hate crime to be prosecuted.
And, folks, this is the commissariat. This is the political police. We're in Russia. If you say something out of favor with the government, they come and arrest you and put you in a gulag for 20 years. Now, we're now going to be worse than Russia. It's going to be 47 years.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
We have on our website at repentamerica.com the video of what happened in Philadelphia, and I would encourage your listeners to just look at what happened and see if you see these crimes, as I mentioned earlier, the riots, the criminal conspiracy, the possessions of instruments of crime, failure to disperse, disorderly conduct, obstructing a highway, reckless endangerment of another person. These crimes are nowhere to be found in that video footage that we have, and this is what they're trying to provide for the evidentiary basis as to what we did.
All right, let's talk to another caller in Boston. Kevin in Boston, go ahead.
Hello, Alex and Mr. Markovitz. Thank you for taking my call. You two know and have said that Christians who are going to be who believe in Scripture and who dare speak out about it are going to be the prime targets of the New World Order. But I just want to encourage Mr. Michael Markovitz that the New World Order will not be here 47 years from now. 1938, Hitler was man of the year, and now we have George Bush, but Hitler was gone 7 years later in 1945, and it's their time to grow short, not ours. People wonder when they hear this stuff and they get frightened. They say, why does God let evil get so bad? And I think, thinking about it, like what you've been saying, Alex, I think one answer is it makes it easy to make the clear choice on what to do is right when you have Nazi, New World Order, Satanists to go against. I mean, it's no longer so gray area. It's pretty clear.
Tell you what, stay there. I'll let you finish up on the other side, Kevin. Then Ron in New York and others. Are you a thought criminal? You go to an anti-war protest. You're an environmental activist. You're a pro-life activist. Are you creating hate? Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's very important to point out again that every conceivable group you can imagine across the board is being arrested for absolutely no reason. That Homeland Security is visiting small toy store owners about possible copyright infringement, you know, on knockoff Rubik's Cubes that it turns out are totally legal. Or veterans complaining to the VA too much, or 17-year-old kids with a bag of marijuana. Oh, you don't get your rights, we're stripping you of those, or we're charging you as a terrorist. But then on the other hand, government corruption is more out in the open than ever, and they hardly ever get in trouble. See, this is tyranny. And whether you're conservative or liberal, you should be for the First Amendment. I mean, get it through your head. We're going to go back here to Kevin and Ron and Ed and Brian and Brad and Jason, everybody. But you have any comments on that, Michael? I mean, you've been all over the country. You've seen this firsthand. You were in New York. You saw liberals, conservatives. It didn't matter, just randomly being arrested.
Yeah, it's quite remarkable in the sense that we can agree that the First Amendment needs to be protected. And I received an email the other day from a homosexual man who said it's a disgrace what happened in Philadelphia, just renouncing very passionately what they did in Philadelphia on October 10th when they arrested 11 Christians, ages 17 to 72, for 3 felonies and 5 misdemeanors.
And it's admitted, just standing there on the street praying, that's your new America, folks. Is anybody else free when these type of tragedies can happen? The answer is no. Finishing up what you were saying, Kevin, in Boston.
Well, Alex, I dared to exercise my free speech again this morning on NPR's national coverage, and I've got it may be too much time with you. I had a 55-second clip where I plugged it, and they were talking about Saddam Hussein's trial, and the caller before me had said, just hang him without a trial. And I had a quick response, if I may, or is it too much?
Yeah, go ahead and play it.
Thank you.
Preparations for the trial of the Ba'ath Party generals and leaders, Saddam Hussein. There was talk last week that some of them will begin court appearances. We saw a couple. We may be seeing more in the next 6 weeks prior to the election. Go to Boston next. John's on the line. Hi, John.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I have a question and a quick reaction to the caller, Jim, what he had to say.
Yeah.
My question is, how can we say we are not politicizing the rule of law when our own government has made public statements that the Geneva Convention is now obsolete, and while we charge Saddam Hussein with the crimes under the Geneva Convention? And in reaction to what the caller Jim was saying, just hang him now, the problem with that type of message sending, it's an effective message, but the problem is people aren't asking, like Sherm Skolnick of Cloak & Dagger and Alex Jones of Infowars.com are reporting that the Saddam we have in custody is a known decoy captured, not the real Saddam, like, you know, Rudolf Hess case. They point to a comparison of photos of the captured Saddam with ones that our own government claimed was a decoy when he was out in the streets, you know, still when Saddam was still clinging to power.
John, let me, if I can, the first part.
That's pretty much the best of it there, Alex.
Well, it certainly could be one of the decoys, is what we've been saying, but bottom line, it's going to be a staged election, staged trial. Our government put Saddam in. Our government told him to invade Iran. So if we're going to try him for all these crimes, how about we try the people that empowered him? Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
You bet. Ron in New York, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Your guest mentioned the Patriot Act, and a week is 2 weeks ago, whatever, Ashcroft resigned. The ACLJ, American Center for Law and Justice, whose president is Jay Sekulow, and Pat Robertson on his program, made these two comments, and lauding and applauding Patriot Act and what Ashcroft, his contribution to that. And I have the clip here. The Pat Robertson clip is a minute, and the Jay Sekulow comments are a minute and a half.
I don't think we have time to play those two clips before the break, but what are the rest of your comments?
Well, that was just it. They lauded and applauded the Patriot Act.
Well, I think the question is this. What's happened to our so-called Christian leaders who were aiding and abetting the breakdown of the Constitution and Bill of Rights? And let me get a comment from Michael Markavich on that.
Well, Jay Sekulow is the same man who told the news that Judge Roy Moore should have removed the monument.
Bush promoted to a federal judgeship the guy that went after Moore.
Yes. Yes, which was the, what's his name again? The guy who was the chief prosecutor, persecutor.
Yes.
He put him in office to take the seat.
It's incredible. Anything else?
Alex, I also called his program several days ago, Jay Sagan, and I asked the question, what about all of the shortwave, and which is not shortwave, regular radio stations in the rest of the country, but not on the East Coast, only shortwave. Alex Jones, I mentioned your name, other.
Tell you what, stay there. We'll finish up on the other side with our guest. Take a few more calls for him, give you his website. Stay there, Ron. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
What we've been talking about the last hour is only one of hundreds of different points of tyranny coming down upon us. And the neocon so-called Christian leaders are simply there to keep Christian conservatives under control, to make sure we don't struggle too much as the New World Order is set up. And I'm really glad that Michael Markavich brought up the fact that, you know, Jay Sekulow and the rest of these guys are basically a bunch of New World Order minions. And, yeah, they'll tell you how the chip isn't too bad, and, well, the Patriot Acts of the Lord, and, oh, it's to fight the evil Muslims. And you don't hear Jay Sekulow talking about FEMA training to arrest all the homeschoolers. You know, that the homeschoolers are all evil terrorists. I mean, this stuff's really going on. I'm not trying to scare people. You don't hear him, you know, talking about real issues. Has Jay Sekulow ridden to your rescue, Michael, with this clear case of Christians being charged with hate crimes?
No, that hasn't happened. I wasn't expecting it, but you know, it's remarkable. And I remember the name now. It's Bill Pryor. Bill Pryor was the one that Bush had appointed, who was the Judge Roy Moore's chief prosecutor.
Yeah, rewarded him.
Rewarded him.
But you're not going to hear Jay Sekulow talk about that.
No, we won't hear that. We'll hear him talk against, which was the case. And that's why I brought it up, is that he voiced his support in regards to Judge Moore removing the monument from the which is a clear violation of Judge Moore's First Amendment, but we won't need to go on to that. It's very sad to see these leaders mislead, and that's not a leader.
No, it's certainly not. Anything else, Ron, in New York?
Pat Robertson said, quote, Attorney General Ashcroft a great debt of gratitude for his role as the Attorney General in bringing in the Patriot Act, etc. Jay Sekulow had said on previous broadcast, he helped. He said, quote, I helped write the Patriot Act. And he said in this comment that I had made before to you that he had lunch with Attorney General Ashcroft the week of his resignation. The logo for the American Center for Law and Justice is we're here to protect, listen to the irony here, we're here to protect your constitutional freedoms. Now, the quote, Alex, biblically is this, Jeremiah 8:10-12, it says, from the least to the greatest, all are greedy for gain, prophets and priests alike, all practice deceit. They dress the wound of my people as though we're not serious, when what we're talking about is ultimate seriousness in what's happening. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace. Are they ashamed of their loathsome conduct? No, they have no shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. So they will fall among the fallen. They will be brought down when they are punished, says the Lord.
All right, thanks for the call. Any comments, Michael?
No, that was good read.
A few more calls and we'll let you go, and I'm going to cover some other news. I'm an honor to have you on with us. Let's talk to Ed in Utah. Ed, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks a lot, Alex. I have a couple comments and then a quick question for Michael. First of all, hate crime legislation is to the First Amendment what gun control is to the Second Amendment.
Yes.
And that's what's going on, Michael. And the other thing is this. Someone brought up Pat Robertson. It should be noted that he's a millionaire off of trade with China. He works for Israel's allies, which is Red China. In fact, Alex, Ron Torrington is his national media director. He's not even a Christian. He is a Jewish fellow from Israel. And that's what I want to lead in with you on my question, Michael. Are you familiar? Have you been in contact with Pastor Ted Pike?
Yes, I have. We've done some shows together.
Okay. The reason he is the one that's talking about this, and I'll address this to both of you, Christmas is being replaced with Hanukkah. Alex, they would have us believe that, like you say mockingly, and I'm glad those evil, quote, Muslims are behind all this takeover of us. No. The Muslims would have nothing to do with Hanukkah. We know who's behind it. And Pastor Ted Pike can arrange a story for you, Michael, in the American Free Press newspaper, because I haven't seen it in there yet.
Published. It was published this on page 10 of the current issue.
Okay, that's why I haven't got on with that. But just a little finish up here. Pastor Pike has been emphasizing that, Alex. When you look at the number of people like this Admiral Moore down there in Alabama, it was a group of Anti-Defamation League lawyers that went after him. Bush, who is in cahoots with Mr. Sharon, in this blood filled New World Order, they're putting their final touches on here, and Pastor Pike pulls no punches in pointing out who is behind this, and that we need to reclaim Christianity from this Judeo-Christianity. That's where it stands today, gentlemen,
well,
in my opinion.
Thanks for the call, Ed. I'll say this. I mean, to say Israel's one block, though, I would not say is accurate, Ed. But I would say that certainly, I mean, the ADL did go after... So the Southern Poverty Law Center did go after Judge Roy Moore. And then people like Sekulow danced around and said, oh, Bush is, you know, fighting for your Ten Commandments, while Bush was publicly against it. So, I mean, it's across the board. I mean, all these countries are run by corrupt, out-of-control people. And so you cannot defend Israel on that level. But at the same time, people know I don't think Israel is the heart of the New World Order. And Israel is a diverse crowd, just like America is. And there are certainly elements in Israel, though, that do not like this country and do not like any other free country. Just like we have those same elements here. Michael, any comments?
No, I just want to say that certainly we know the ADL's efforts for the hate crimes legislation are evident. They want to promote this on their website, and that's all I can say about it. So.
No, the ADL is a horrible organization and very, very un-American. And so is the Southern Poverty Law Center and the rest of it. And people better find out about that real quick. Let's talk to who's up next here? Brad in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
That's funny. I didn't see any Jewish groups protesting the Ten Commandments being removed from the Alabama courthouse. I would think it's more Jewish than it is Christian.
Yeah, anyway, I know. That's kind of... I was going to say that earlier.
But anyway, I wanted to tell you...
Yeah, you got a Jewish group saying take down the Ten Commandments. Plus, I've seen another thing. I've seen something else happening, and that is, it's all over the news, why they're making people take Christmas trees down because it's a Christian symbol. Folks, it's a Tannenbaum. It's a pagan symbol. And again, I'm not saying you're going to hell if you got a Christmas tree in your house. The point is you should know the history of it. So these idiots, you know, are saying, take down the Christmas tree. Folks, the Christmas tree is a usurpation of what the holiday is really supposed to be about. But now they're even making them take that down. Any comments?
Jeremiah 10 is what recommend your listeners read in the Bible.
Well, yeah, the pagans decorated the trees, right?
Right, silver and gold, and they brought it in the house, and yeah.
The pagans want it out because they think it's a Christian symbol. I mean, how stupid are they?
Well, that's the most ridiculous thing, you know, is the efforts of some of these organizations like the ACLU and the ADL. I mean, they were founded by liberal, you know, Jewish people who have no care or concern about the things of God. And that's where their efforts are going.
Alex, can I ask your guest a question?
Sure.
Well, first of all, I want to tell your guest, Michael, that remember the words of Andrew Jackson, one man with courage is a majority. And I hate to say this, but it looks like you're going to be standing alone. You're probably going to get a lot of lip service. But as I remember the Indianapolis Baptist Temple, I didn't see anybody coming to their rescue either because they were all afraid of their 501c3 relations. I also wanted to... mention Romans 4:15 is the reason why you were charged with all these felonies. I think at 4:15 there, Paul writes that where there is no law, there can be no transgression, which makes sense. But if you remember, if there's a lot of laws, there's a lot of transgressions, and if there's a lot of transgressions, there's a lot of litigation, which means there's a lot of money being exchanged. So the whole thing here is wrapping you up with all these felonies to get whatever.
Yeah, they're setting up a system to get everybody ensnared.
Absolutely. And the last thing I want to say, and I'll get out of here, is I think you should probably go the opposite way that they think you're going to go. And I really think what you should do, if you can find a lawyer that's courageous, which I don't think you can, but if you can, I think your best bet would be to subpoena the prosecutor of your case as a witness for you at your trial. What they're going to do if you do that, if you're successful in subpoenaing them, they're going to quash the subpoena. And then they're going to be in a situation where if they go on with your trial and convict you, then you have a rightful duty or a rightful claim to sue the prosecutor for ruining your case. So you should really do that. They're going to testify with their feet. They're going to run away if you subpoena them.
Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Jason? Go ahead, Mike.
I was just thanking the last caller.
Jason, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Actually, I'm calling from Lawrence, Kansas, Alex.
Welcome.
Thanks for taking me on. I just wanted to ask Michael if he had any elected officials in his corner at all, anybody that's basically going to bat for him and stay in front of the House or the Senate.
Not at this time. There's no elected officials that we have heard from. However, there's some interest in this from the Justice Department, but I don't know how far that's going to go. We're going to just wait until the new year to really kick this off. Now, our arraignment is on January 5th is when we'll be arraigned in Philadelphia.
It's January 5th then?
Yes, the arraignment is January 5th. And then from there, there's going to be, you know, hearing after hearing. And
again, for those that just joined us, dozens of people arrested, now 11 charged, for praying and singing on a street corner and saying, repent.
Okay,
so this is your new inciting to violence. This is your new evil.
Well, hey, Michael?
Yeah.
Michael and I guess Alex. Alex, I've got my own program. I've called in before. And something I'm doing, basically, is that we know that we're in the end times. We know that this is going to be a problem. And the thing is trying to get people, that's like on your program, you know, it would be, since you're a Christian, I'm a Christian, we ought to be asking God, I mean, at the start of our programs and to open people's eyes, to open, you know, turn people's hearts. I mean, just take a moment. and ask his blessing and ask us, you know, ask him to help us. And I guess it's just an important point with me to draw the Lord into all of these problems that we have.
Well, God is involved in all the problems that we have. God is involved in everything. Thanks for the call, Jason. Give folks your website again, Michael.
Absolutely. People can watch this videotape of our arrest in Philadelphia on October 10th. The website is www.repentamerica.com. That's www.repentamerica.com.
All right. Well, please stay in contact with me. I want to watch this case as it develops here in the new year. And you're going to trial, 11 other people, you and 10 others.
Well, it's down to four now. The district attorney got rid of the six women, which was, I think, part of their strategy.
Okay, good. So now it's down to four people there in the lion's den, or there in the furnace, and they're going to try to, you know, just admittedly, you've done nothing wrong, and police were apologizing when you were, you know, taking you out of your jail cells and talking to you. Everybody knows this is craziness, but it just shows what this government wants to do, and we'll be there standing with you, my friend.
Well, thank you so much, Alec.
You better take care.
Okay, bye.
Now, I want to hit some final news here, but I also want to try to comment on what the last caller was saying. You know, bring God into everything we do here on this radio broadcast. I make no secret about the fact that I consider myself to be a Christian. But if that means a Christian like Pat Robertson or George Bush, then no, I'm not that type of Christian. And so the average person driving along in their car listening to this broadcast for the first time, hearing us talk about how we're Christian, is going to turn it off real fast, thinking, oh my gosh, these are the people that want to bomb and attack all these countries. These are the people that are engaged in all this lying and scamming and, you know, all this. That's what the media's done. The same media that holds Bush out as a Christian also acts like what it means to be a Christian is to be a complete demon. I have a news broadcast, and I have guests on from across the political spectrum. I have, again, pro-lifers on who are being arrested for demonstrating peaceably. I have anti-war activists who are being arrested for peaceably demonstrating. And I have anti-homosexual Christian protesters on who are being arrested. I stand up for the First Amendment. And I believe in what these groups are doing. But even if I don't believe in what these groups are doing, even if I disagree with them, I stand up for their right to say what they're saying and what they're doing. But if you want to know why Pat Robertson and the rest of them do what they do, Janet Reno in the mid-90s went after the Christian Coalition and the 20-something TV channels he had, the tens of billions of dollars in holdings that Pat Robertson, Pat Racehorse Robinson, Mr. China's doing what it has to do with forced abortion. They need more Planned Parenthood. And then I'm back because I read his quote. He said it on CNN. Why do they do this? He rolled over. He totally changed what he was doing. When Reno went after him, they left him alone. And now Ashcroft comes in, and all you're going to see is groveling to the government to keep his business interests tax-free. Now, it's that simple. And that's why the show is a love fest, same thing with Jay Sekulow, to the government. And so let's say we're going to have this Antichrist system, this beast worldwide system. Everybody's going to be sitting there in their homes while the beast is on the throne, and you're still going to have Pat Robertson's son still going to be on TV. Paul Crouch is going to be on TV. They're all going to be on TV. They're all going to be talking about Jesus, folks. But it's not going to be the real Jesus. You know, watch out for the counterfeit. Watch out for the fake. Watch out for the fraud. Well, they're on TV. They say they're for Jesus. They must be for Jesus. Why, they bring Jesus into everything they do. I'm not one of these people who, you know, Christ was saying, look at those guys over there on the hill who pray in public, you know, who want everybody to see how good they are. You know, I'm not one of those. You know, I'm a big sinner, folks, and I realize, and I have guilt, and I feel bad about the things I've done and the things I do. Most people would look at my life if they knew what my life was really like and go, what guy's a saint? But no, I'm not, because the thoughts I have are horrible, and they're continuous, just like everybody else. And I know that it goes against the basic programming that God put in me. And, you know, we are a fallen creature. But I just, when you use the nomenclature of, oh, I'm a Christian, oh, I'm a Christian, it just almost feeds into what the beast system's doing. I mean, folks, if the beast system is truly coming in, the beast is going to say he's Jesus. You know that, right? Well, see, the church has been set up now to, when the Antichrist stands up, he's going to say he's the Christ, and the world's going to kneel, and the churches are going to kneel. And when they're cutting our heads off, the churches are going to be out there cheering, thinking they're killing devil worshipers. I mean, that's what the Bible says. Well, this can't be the Antichrist. This is Jesus. We would have all been raptured. We're not going to be here when the Antichrist is here. Man, I tell you, you wonder how they were going to... Pat Robertson. Well, the chip isn't the mark of the beast. You know, all these guys. Oh, the chip's great. Sean Hannity said, I want one.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Of course, you already know the good news is they found the 8-month-old baby alive after that psychopathic demon had cut it out of the mommy in Kansas. The murder was in Missouri, in Kansas City. But I'm glad the father got his daughter back. And I think prayers really did count there. And there's just so much other news here. I mean, it's just the level of tyranny that we have coming upon us. Last Friday night, Bush had a signing ceremony during the day and then a party at night over passing parts of Patriot Act 2 and the National ID card, and it even had amnesty provisions in it where the illegal aliens get driver's license and everything. Android security intelligent military operative coming to a prison or police station near you, future police state use of ASIMO, the robot. A visitor writes, I saw the robot story on Honda's new robot, the very scary Terminator 2 stuff. Here's what I fear the technology will be used for. Comment, this isn't even a joking matter. They're already admitting using unmanned drone planes to spy on Americans and automated systems to control the goal. What kind of commercial benefit is there in all this thing does is shake people's hands and talk back to them in generic robot speak? I see Homeland Security psychopaths linking their lips at the security applications of the new robot that can run. I'm thinking crowd control, noise weapon emitters, and a setting where it tasers anyone who gets within 10 feet of specific areas. All that's missing is the black ski mask. Yeah. Or maybe in the future, the robots will rebel against their masters, forcing President Arnold Schwarzenegger to declare war on robots and those that harbor robots, thus reassuming his Terminator mantle and fighting the evildoer robots. Okay, that last part was a joke, but the way the world is heading, I wouldn't laugh too hard. Flashback, and then we've got a picture of the THX-1138 robots. Got this new robot that'll run around and walks like a person. And I've got the Marines on video admitting they've got combat mechs that are classified. And I've seen it in the news. They've got these little mini army tanks, all these weapons to drive around and control our lives. What's dangerous about these is such a few, just small number of globalists could control them. Bush plans to tighten budget to slash deficit. If you really believe that, we have the biggest, he said that last time, we have the biggest deficit ever, and Pentagon reporting they're going to domestically spy on the American people. That's USA Today. That's already been going on for a while. A National Guardsman, this is out of the Associated Press, had sex with a 17-year-old man. And he was a male guardsman and then just went ahead and blew his head off so he wouldn't have any trouble from him. That's the kind of liberation that's going on over in Iraq. Before I end this broadcast, I do just want to wish everybody a happy and safe and healthy holiday and to remember what Christmas is really all about and to spend time with your family and think about the state of the world and make a New Year's resolution to fight the New World Order, but we'll be back long before the New Year. A lot of big rebroadcasts coming up this week. I've never taken off this much time, but I'm going to take a few days off because we've got a lot of great rebroadcasts, and I need to spend some time with my family. I've been working too hard for too long, and I'm going to take a few days off. But in closing, we got some specials going just for a couple more days, upwards of 70% off on some of my best films. Visit InfoWars.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart and to take advantage of these specials while they last just a day or two more. Or call toll-free to ask about the different titles and different specials. No obligation to buy. Just give them a call. Get the videos. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. We've added a new video there, Anthony Hilder's Illuminati. Illuminati, good word for him. And all my films as well, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. God bless you all. See you back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2.
Hello, folks.